Why, hello there, Audio Boo listeners. My name is Adam Daniel Mazzei, at the Real ADM on Twitter. You know, call me silly. I never understood this process. You know, you look at maps from, let's say, the mid-19th century, or even the early 19th century, and even then, they seem very detailed. Now, I didn't do a Wikipedia search for cartography, and I didn't ask Google any questions like, how are maps made? This is strictly something that I'm asking off the top of my head, because the thought occurred to me the other night, and I just thought that I would boo about it. Like, how do they map things before space travel and satellite technology came into the fore, you know, and pinpointing the Earth? And I realized, like, with satellites and stuff, you can do this much more precisely, and I'm sure maps have undergone a series of revisions, you know, in the space age. But before space, like, how did they manage to plot coastlines with such precision? Like, how did they manage to get everything so pristine, proper, and accurate? It never made sense to me how they would do that. I'm sure there's an answer, and maybe somebody knows, but I thought I'd pose the question anyway. You look at some of these coastlines, like, everything's jagged, and all of the fjords and the peninsulas and the isthmuses, if that's a word, and all of these inlets and these bays and these bodies of water, and the relative proportional sizes of the continents one vis-a-vis the next, you know, and the exact positionings of the cities, and even the city contours, like the city limits. You know, how when they map out a city, like, every city has its unique shape. Like, some cities look like fishes, some city, is that a word? Fishes? Fish? Some cities look like whatever, squares, oblong shapes, rectangles, what have yous. So I never really kind of got that. It never really made sense to me. Anybody have an idea? Thanks again for listening. AdamDanielMazzei.com.